Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome back. Another weekend edition of Community Focus gets underway here at our Odyssey stations. A wonderful opportunity, as always, to not only have your great company, but of course, company of members of our Community Focus family. I am so happy to add this gentleman to our Community Focus family, our public affairs program, because this is really exciting information, especially if you are a parent of an up-and-coming college student. So if you have a son or daughter who is a rising junior or senior and has plans to attend a college, particularly a historically black college or university, this information is definitely for you. As I want to say good morning to you, family, you already fam, right from the get-go. Mr. Rashawn McDonald, how are you? A good morning.
I'm doing great. First of all, thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
And we are changing lives, and we're changing young adult lives, but not only young people who are in juniors and seniors in high school, but also young adults who have gotten out of high school.
Absolutely.
That's what the HBCU College Day is all about at Winston-Salem State University. It's about changing lives, and September 18th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., just getting it out real quick, but we're going to slow it down and talk about that. I'm just trying to get with people who believe in the whole system, and what I want to do is tout the greatness of HBCUs, in particular in this situation is Winston-Salem State University, because it is the whole school. But we will have other HBCUs in attendance as well.
Absolutely. And that is fantastic, Rashawn, to know that you not only have just Winston-Salem State University, but there are many fine HBCUs really within the state of North Carolina alone. And then you add to that all of the HBCUs across the country that are doing some fantastic things for our young people. And I love your dynamic energy. I knew you were going to bring it. I wasn't even going to worry about that at all.
Well, I'm glad you knew that, because the fact of the matter is that, like, you know, we know North Carolina is the bed of greatness, you know, of HBCUs. But the thing about it was that, you know, we know why HBCUs were founded. They were founded because of segregation, denial of educational opportunities. And along the way, what has always annoyed me about the whole situation is that people have not setback other than talking about the halftime and talking about the drum majors, talking about the football or the sports. Nobody's really sat back and talked about the academics.
Right.
And the academics that you can achieve and what allows you to live a full life if
Absolutely.
You graduate from HBCU. And that's one of the lights I'm shining on the HBCU College Day that we're doing at Winston-Salem State, is that you can change your life. You don't have to go to a predominantly white institution to achieve this. It's being achieved every day by individuals who attend HBCUs.
And the great thing, too, Rashawn, to add to that, when we talk about HBCUs for a lot of families, and very likely for many who are listening to our public affairs program today, you have perhaps more than just one generation that went to an HBCU. We're talking two, three, perhaps four generations where you had grandparents who went to an HBCU, their sons and daughters went. Now their sons and daughters are going. And perhaps when they start families of their own, then their kids will be going. So it really becomes a beautiful generational thing, number one. And then secondly, thank you for putting the emphasis on academics, because when I think of historically Black colleges and universities, you also think about many of the extraordinary STEM programs that come through these schools.
Yes.
Of course, we're talking about the science, the technology, the engineering, and the math.
Okay. Little fact, 24% of the Black graduates in STEM come from HBCUs.
Wow.
24%. And I'm going to throw out some other stats
sure.
that don't mess people up. 70% of the Black dentists are from HBCUs. 80% of the Black judges are from HBCUs. 70% of the Black doctors are from HBCUs. 50% of the Black lawyers are from HBCUs. 18% of the Black Fortune 500 CEOs are from HBCUs. 50% of the Black public teachers are from HBCUs. 40% of the Black members of Congress, which includes Kamala Harris, our vice president, are from HBCUs. And 40% of the Black engineers are from HBCUs. That is what I'm pushing now, Renee.
Right.
That is why HBCUs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
HBCU College Day is special because not only am I promoting the value, academic value of HBCUs, but also opening the doors for people to understand through education and doing shows like this to promote the academic excellence, or what I like to call HBCUs equal Black excellence.
I like that. I like that, Rashawn. And I love the conversation that we're having thus far. And you touched on this earlier, the few minutes into the program, the HBCU College Day Tour. Again, it's Saturday, September 18th, 10 to 6, Bowman Gray Stadium in the West parking lot. You really emphasize another key word or key words, free admission. And we'll get into the particulars on how our radio family can register. Now, what role do you play in all of this, sir?
Well, I'm if you know my history, my degree is in mathematics, my minor in sociology. I left IBM to pursue a career as a stand-up comedian. And I did the Def Jam. I've done the BETs and all these things. But I hung up my joke telling license when I started writing sitcoms. I wrote sitcoms like Steve Harvey gave me my first break. Mm-hmm. In fact, Steve Harvey was my opening act. That's how we met. He was my opening act for my stand-up comedy show.
Yes.
And so when he got his first gig on ABC, me and the boys, he brought me on as a writer. Mm-hmm. And then I went on to write for Robert Townsend. Mm-hmm. I went on to write for Arsenio Hall's sitcom. From there, I went to Sister Sister, T and Tamara Mowry. From there, I went to Jamie Foxx. And from there, I went Monique on the Parkers. So my history is tied to what I like to feel are really uplifting or feel-good programming for black or African Americans.
Right.
And so in 2000, that's when I started managing Steve Harvey officially. And I managed Steve Harvey from 2006 to 2016. And I would always bring him on stage. I would always host his shows. He said, Rashawn, I want you to bring me on stage. I want you to host. And nobody introduces you. So for the tour, and this is a tour, it starts, we are coming on the 18th. We will be in Winston-Salem, but it actually starts September 11th, the week before, at Alabama State University.
Yes.
And it concludes September 25th at Clark Atlanta University in Atlanta, Georgia. So it's a three-state tour, three cities, and we're impacting a lot of lives. So I'll be hosting. I'll be on stage. Mm-hmm. We're going to have drum lines performances. We're going to have fraternity and sorority steppers. We're going to have a live DJ. My man DJ Mars from Atlanta will be there spinning the music. We'll be interviewing the National Football League is bringing on our HBCU former players to be interviewed on our panels, and we'll have a lot of military recruiters. So I'll be the ringmaster. I'll be there bringing it all together.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you something. I dusted off. My staff asked me today what I was going to be wearing.
Right.
I said, look, I got a 30-year-old frankly 40 acres and a mule jersey, football jersey.
Wow.
So I'll be sporting that. And I haven't worn that in years. I swear to you, I have not worn that jersey probably in about 20 years.
Right? Wow.
And I will be dusting that off. I say, hey, let's go authentic.
That's right. Well, just love the fact, number one, you can still get into it. Not a lot of us can say that these days. Without question.
30 years old, girl.
Right. That's all right. You're still going to look good on you.
You're doing it, boy.
You still are going to look good, Rashawn. And you know what? Look what you did there. You actually answered one of my next questions. What's exactly going to be taking place during the HBCU college tour? But the nice thing, too, is your history with Steve, because I serve as one of the morning show producers and co-hosts for the Steve Harvey Morning Show here in our market locally. And I tell you, that's one crazy but enjoyable crew that I get to work with.
Oh, yeah. Well,
weekday mornings.
I like I said, I started it, co-created it with Steve Harvey in 2005.
Yeah.
When we was in New York, WBLS. Mm-hmm. You know, I brought nephew Tommy on board. He's from Houston.
Right.
I brought Carla on board. She's from Houston.
Yes.
I brought Junior on board. He's from Houston.
H-Town
and, of course, I know Shirley Strawberry.
Yes.
From this is from L.A. when
right.
I was out there. So
right.
that is family. That is
it
a crew that means a lot to me. They are very special. And, of course, the true ringmaster is Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
Absolutely.
No one like him in
right.
the business,
this is true.
Period. He is a genius. He is a guy who's not a funny man off stage. He's a very down-to-earth guy. But when he turns on that microphone, get out the way.
That's
Get
right.
Out that, the
that's
way.
I hear it every day. I experience it every
Get out
day.
The way, you know.
Right,
his improv
right.
skills are amazing. We took that Strawberry Lettuce segment and turned it into a bestseller with Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, and turned that into a hit movie with my man Will Packer, who was also an HBCU graduate of FAMU, by the way. And so, and also we had Terrence J, who's also at
HBCU North Carolina A&T. That's right.
And Taraji P. Henson.
Yes.
Who's also an HBCU graduate.
Wow.
So,
wow.
So we're dragging that flame of greatness from HBCU in my world and in my life. And so
absolutely.
What we're doing HBCU College Day is just an extension of being able to just do the right thing, Renee. I feel I'm doing the right thing for my life. Because you have to have a legacy, and that legacy determines what you're willing to put forth, and it doesn't always—it's not always tied to money either.
Sure.
And I built my career on money. I built my career on opportunity and relationships, and that's why I'm able to talk to you on this phone today. Because the fact that my relationships have allowed me to mature, to redefine my life. Because when I stopped managing Steve Harvey in 2016, I was still Steve Harvey's manager, where I wanted to be it or not.
Right.
And so it was my relationships that allowed me to mature and be able to put the life together that I wanted to have, and that's defining my legacy. And that's what I'm doing now. With this is one of many other great projects that I'm working on that's under my company, 3815 Media. So
Wonderful.
That's why I'm proud to be. Just, you know, like I said, Winston-Salem, you know, that market, I put the show in that market. So I know exactly what I am capable of doing as an individual, the impact I've had on African Americans or Black Americans since I've been put on this earth since I was 18. And now to be able to come back and just affect young people. When I was 18, I know I didn't know what I wanted to do. And it took me 7 years to graduate from college. So I can tell you the truth. I know what I wanted to do.
Right. So you can definitely relate.
Absolutely. So I don't put a timetable on someone finds their voice or understands the value of what they can bring to this world. But what I do put a timetable on is opportunity. And that's what I'm trying to do and am doing with HBCU College Day.
And thank you for doing this, Sean. I am just so excited about this opportunity that we have to have this conversation. I'm also grateful we have a part two to this program so we can really get into sharing more of the particulars initially, especially. And here's the question I want to leave with you before we go to our first break of the morning. How long has the HBCU College Day Tour been in existence? Don't answer it right now. Let's take a break and we'll come back with more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you so much, radio family, for your great company. I'm definitely loving the company of my radio brother here, Mr. Rashawn McDonald, joining me, Renee Vaughn, and we will be back with more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this. And we do return more of the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our Odyssey stations every weekend. Radio family, of course, your great company and definitely the company of members of our Community Focus family. That includes, of course, Mr. Rashawn McDonald. We are talking about the HBCU College Day Tour, Rashawn. And just to recap for those who may just be joining us, Saturday, September 18th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So a full day of wonderful activities at Bowman Gray Stadium, West parking lot, free admission. Now, one thing, too, of course, we still have or still in the middle of a major pandemic. So, of course, safety remains a priority. That this is an outdoor event, but facial masks will be available and recommended. Hand sanitizer is going to be on site. And, of course, social distancing is going to be in place. So for anyone who may have questions
I'll be bringing 12,000 facial masks to Western Salem.
Wonderful.
I'll bring in 6,000 individual Purell packets of hand sanitizers to Winston-Salem. And, of course, you know, even the great staff at Winston-Salem State University told us how far we have to keep the booths apart. We're going to own that parking lot. You know, because we'd be so separate and people can line up comfortably and you know, be trash cans out there. But the beauty of this whole campaign that I really is that what we're trying to do is be able to we're bringing military recruiters. Hear me clear on this. We're bringing corporate recruiters, and we're bringing HBCUs. So what does that mean when I say military recruiters? Because like I've told you earlier, everybody may not want to go to college. That's why I want young adults who have already graduated from high school. Come and see an experience, because we're going to have the United States Air Force there, the Air National Guard's going to be there, and the Air Force Reserve will be there. And then also, we'll have corporate recruiters there for potential job opportunities, discussing hourly positions and internships. But the whole beauty of this whole program is going to be the stars are going to be the HBCUs.
Absolutely.
They're the stars of this whole.
That's right.
And the schools that we will have there from North Carolina will be Winston-Salem State, Elizabeth City State, St. Augustine University, Livingston College, Johnson C. Smith University, Fayetteville State, and Shaw University. Then from out of state, we're bringing in Alabama State, Fort Valley State, and Savannah State. So I'm telling you, we're going to bring options. And after every interview, it's funny, after every interview I do, Renee, more come on board.
More come on board. Absolutely. Well, and who wouldn't joining that impressive list? Absolutely. Now, how long
More come on board.
That's right. Absolutely.
Don't be surprised. Next time I talk to you, North Carolina A&T is going to be on board.
Exactly. We'll be on board. That's right. Now, Rashawn, let me ask you this. How long has the HBCU College Tour been in existence?
This is an original start for my company, 3815 Media. But I've been doing on-the-spot registrations since 2015. And I'm going to give you a little story here.
Sure.
Now, a lot of people know that Stephen A. Smith, he's a graduate of Winston-Salem State University.
Right.
So in 2019, I went to Stephen A. and Dave Roberts, who's the head of programming for ESPN, who's African-American. I said, I have an idea. I said, there's an HBCU Week Foundation in Wilmington, Delaware. I'd like for you guys, First Take, to come down there and broadcast. Because they do a college fair down there. And I want to be able to promote that. And they asked me, okay, Rashawn, is there a football game going on? I said, no. Basketball? No. So you're telling me, how big is the facility? I said, it's 5,000 people. So you're going to fill 5,000 people? I said, yes. We're going to make it happen. So Magic Johnson came. Of course, First Take came with Stephen A. Smith. My man Troy Vincent from the NFL came.
Yeah.
And we filled that place for 2 hours of live broadcasting.
Yes.
Where we showcased the value and the success stories of HBCUs. 3,500 students attended the college fair. 1,200 walked away with on-the-spot registrations, and $4 million of scholarships were distributed. So I did that for them, and in 2020, we turned around and did a virtual, where 803 registered through their virtual portal, and $7 million in scholarships were awarded. Okay. That was always in Wilmington, Delaware. Now state to state. We're starting in Alabama, September 11th. Then we're coming to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, September 18th, and wrapping it up in Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm just trying to take over this country with HBCU.
I love it, Rashawn. I love it. And let me add to that. I want to back up a little bit because you were mentioning earlier some names that are synonymous in the field of entertainment. Taraji P. Henson, when we talk about Will Packer, we talk about... Mm-hmm. So many people, Terrence J, and we talk about Stephen A. Smith, of course, all of these individuals attending HBCUs, but it's what they have been able to give back to show their love for what those HBCUs have done. They nurture our students. Mm-hmm. They nurture individuals so that when they go on to be successful sports anchors or actresses or directors or writers, they always come back.
Doctors and judges.
Exactly.
And dentists,
exactly.
And corporate leaders and engineers and STEM graduates.
Mm-hmm. And they never forget where they came from. They never forget where that love and nurturing and what helped them to be the successes that they are because of the love that was given to them because they did attend an historically black college and university. And I said all of this to ask you this question. What is so exciting about attending an HBCU?
I feel because of you just said, you go in and you see somebody like you, which I feel is important, and especially in the day and age, because we've been taught that we have to talk white, act white, be white to be successful in America. We've been taught that. And as an older generation, I'm part of that older generation. But now you can clearly see, by me talking about the academic track record, that by attending an HBCU, you really have the same academic success story as anybody. I always tell this story. If someone have told you that Kamala Harris was the vice president of the United States, they will probably tell you she came from an Ivy League school. Mm-hmm. That's where they will go, stereotyping, not Howard University. So what you get is this academic training. What you get is this academic sex. What you get is black like me is great, and looking at people like me is great, and living a lifestyle that I can feel comfortable with is great, and the smaller class sizes are great.
Right.
It's really what that whole experience is all about. And my whole goal with HBCU College Day is to show people the real experience from an academic standpoint and a success point when you graduate from HBCUs. Too many times we were talking about the narrative is about the halftime show, the drum majors, the majorettes, you know, the football games. I'm pushing past that and going behind the wizard, pulling back the curtain and go, this is what makes an HBCU so special.
Yeah.
Look at these results. Look at these numbers. 24% of the STEM graduates in America that are black come from HBCUs. A lot of people don't know that, and they need to know that. And that's what we're accomplishing with the HBCU College Day Tour.
And so looking forward to it again on Saturday, September 18th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Radio family, I want to take this opportunity to welcome those of you who may just be joining us. The weekend edition of Community Focus, thank you for the support of this public affairs program and certainly the support of members of our Community Focus family. There are some amazing things taking place in our communities. That's definitely the case with our family member, the newest one in Rashawn McDonald, joining me, Renee Vaughn.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. No, thank you. Now, is this tour is for what kind of student, would you say, and their families? Because we kind of touched on this a little bit. For those that sons and daughters.
Influencers, yeah. You know, here's the deal, is that I definitely want Tier 1 students to understand they should come there, because a lot of people don't realize that HBCUs recruit Tier 1 students. And when you say the word Tier 1, these are students who have a mindset that they want to go to college. Yeah. But it's also available for lower-income students as well. Okay, so what I'm saying that is that some of the colleges that come there will not require an ACT or an SAT score. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm bringing that up, because if you bring your transcript mm-hmm. and your test scores, then you can register on the spot.
Okay.
For an HBCU.
Nice.
And you can also qualify for scholarships if they are available based on your academic level at that HBCU that you want to go to. So that is the beauty of what we're trying to accomplish, and we are accomplishing. And so when I say a student, if they don't want to go to college, and there'll be some corporate job opportunities from an internship, part-time, right. or full-time opportunity. And if you don't like that, you'll be able to walk over there and meet individuals from the Air Force Reserve, the Air National Guard, right. as well as from the United States Air Force. And it's free. It is absolutely free.
Free, yes.
They just register at HBCUawards.com. Just register. You know, HBCUawards.com, and if you're under 18, we have permission levels that you have to let your parents know and get them involved.
Right.
But this is about not only educating the teens and showing them opportunity, I'm trying to get to the adults and let them know as well.
Absolutely. And Rashawn, you know, that really attests to the next question I wanted to ask you, because knowing that you are really... And I don't want to, the only word targeting, I don't necessarily want to use that word. I don't want it to come across in a negative connotation, but because mm-hmm. the interest, I'll use that, that's probably a better term. The interest is in up and coming college students or rising juniors and seniors in high school. But can we as the general public attend, even if we don't have children, but we just want to learn more about an historically black college or university?
That's why I went to ESPN and First Take to put the HBCU experience on TV. Yeah. There were whites in attendance to this event.
Yeah.
I just wanted to open people's eyes. When somebody like Mackenzie Scott can donate $4.1 billion to HBCUs, mm-hmm. I want them to come and see why. That's why the event's not virtual. The event is, I'm following all the CDC COVID-19 cautionary tales of how you can do a live event. This is outdoors. It's spaced out.
Right.
Because I want people to come on campus and see it, but I also want to be entertaining. I want to hear people talk about the HBCU experience.
Absolutely.
It is about a fun education, but a great opportunity for the young people to get into an academic or career world and change their lives. That is why I'm just letting you know is that, you know, you don't have to be just a Tier 1 student. If you're just a student that's doing good in school,
mm-hmm.
who wants to continue or see the opportunities that an HBCU can offer, please come on the campus of Winston-Salem State University. Like you said, it's the Bowman Stadium, West parking lot. We'll be there. We're going to have the food trucks out there.
Nice.
You know, Pelican Snowball will be out there doing their thing. It's going to be a lot of fun, and that's what this is all about. Fun, but life-changing festival.
Absolutely. And I could just see the energy when we talk about an event and have a great conversation such as this. And I like how you said that, Rashawn, because when you are able to attend an event like this, imagine the conversations that will take place after everything is over. So here are sons and daughters having likely great conversations with their parents, like, yes, I want to attend Winston-Salem State for these reasons, with the emphasis on the academics. And like you said, it's not to take away from the athletics at all. I mean, that's a part of the rich history of many of our historically black colleges and universities. But I like what you said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pull the curtain back. You really got to get into the heart and soul of why these HBCUs, especially as long as many of them have been around. Some of these schools have been around for hundreds or at least nearly 100 years, and then some.
Yes, and they have. 1865 is when they started.
Exactly.
And they started before that, because Cheney State was the first HBCUs, and they were, some were started in churches like Morehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. Everybody has a reason, but they were started because blacks were, that's why they're so prevalent in the southeast part of the country, because that's where racism and Jim Crow laws were incredibly much more prevalent in the southeast part of the country. That's why you go through, it's 107 HBCUs that are existent today, and because of the fact if you go, they'll start in Texas, and they will, you'll find one every once in a while out of, you'll never find one in the upper west part of the country.
Right.
Okay, maybe one in New York, maybe one in Los Angeles, but the southeast part of the country, when you swing from Texas all the way up to basically Pennsylvania is where you'll find all the HBCUs, all the way down to Florida is where you'll find all the HBCUs.
Exactly. You know, that's an interesting point too, Rashawn, and thank you for mentioning that, because that made me think back to my college days in particular, or just for when I have a chance to kind of peruse around, because I live in Winston-Salem, and so I frequent the campus of Winston-Salem State University quite a little bit, quite a bit rather. And I'll take you the history with my family. When we first moved to, because my family was originally from here, but when my mother was pregnant with me, we were living in D.C. and Maryland. And when we relocated back to the area, we lived off a main street called Vargrave, which was adjacent. I mean, it was literally within walking distance to the main campus. And then as the campus started to expand and they were buying up the properties and we had to relocate somewhere else, I mean, to take a look at what this university looks like now in 2021 compared to when I moved to North Carolina in 1981, you do the math, so much about the university itself has grown, because many in this area remember when Winston-Salem State was primarily a place where individuals who wanted to get into education went to school. It was a teacher's college. And I had a grandmother who went there for a period of time. But the growth of the university, they have one of the most outstanding nursing programs across the country, along with other HBCUs. But like you said, it's just the beautiful history of it. And the school continues to expand. As a matter of fact, speaking of Bowman Gray Stadium, where it's going to take place, a living legend and one of the football coaches who is now retired is going to have the stadium renamed after him. His name is Bill Hayes. And Coach Hayes contributed to at least two of the HBCUs in this area, both Winston-Salem State. He coached there, and he also coached at North Carolina A&T State University. He started as an assistant coach at Wake Forest, which is a predominantly white institution, white university. But then the legacy that he was able to leave behind at two of the greatest HBCUs in the Carolinas, and now is going to have a stadium named after him. So it's like you said, it's such beautiful history. And to share it, especially with those who are listening to this program right now and are either currently attending an HBCU or they graduated from an HBCU, can really relate to what we're talking about for most of our conversation today.
I really hope so. I hope they understand that, you know, this is not a one-off. I'll be back next year.
Yeah,
I just want it for everybody, walk-ups. You want to just come in and just support us by making it crowded for, because TV crews will be there. I want everybody to understand is we're going to, if you come up, I don't have a mask, don't worry, I got a mask for you.
Right.
If you come up and go, if I touch something, what's going to happen? I got some Purell for you in a little snap pack, and somebody who gives it to you will be wearing gloves.
Beautiful.
The person who gives it to you will be wearing a mask too. It will be definitely a safe environment. We'll have food trucks out there if you want to come over there and grab some food. Food you pay for, events free.
Free.
Okay?
There
Let's
you go.
Get that clear. Food you pay for,
right.
events
That's
free.
Right. That's right. They'll still feed you, but you got to take care of that too. You know what, Rashawn? I am just so excited about this conversation. I'm definitely going to make plans
Thank
to
you.
Attend, and you're going to be the first person I look for when I get on that campus.
And so we take a photo for sure, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Gotta take a photo.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it. Well, let me ask you this too, Rashawn. We got about a couple of minutes remaining. What if a college student has an interest in being a part of the tour? What does he or she need to do, if possible, to apply, if they want to be a part of all of this?
Okay, a volunteer?
Yes.
Okay, cool, great. Go to it's a contact on HBCUAwards.com.
Okay.
And fill that out. It's mm-hmm. a contact, and then we'll the senior Linda McGee's team. He's my senior marketing activations director. Will contact you and bring you on board, because we are bringing people on board, like four to eight people on board in each location.
Wow,
and we love to have young people involved,
yeah.
so they can understand that it makes the environment much more relatable.
Mm-hmm.
But that is definitely a blessing to have people who share an interest or want to be involved,
exactly.
or graduates,
right.
or Winston-Salem, or graduates of HBCU mm-hmm. that want to be there to help change young people's lives, or to encourage them as verbal mentors, where as people walk through and wonder about making decisions about their future.
Absolutely.
With their influences or with their parents or with their guardians.
Right, right. And you know, the nice thing too, and thank you for mentioning that, Rashawn, because that also makes me think of, speaking of former students, those who attended Winston-Salem State in the past and probably have not seen the campus in a number of years, this will be a great mm-hmm. opportunity to see how much, like I said, when sharing my backstory, how much the university has grown and continues to grow. So with that said, what are some future goals you would like to see come to fruition with this HBCU college tour?
Graduates. I want individuals to register. I want them to complete the process. Like I said, if you have an academic level, there are scholarships available for you to attend these HBCU schools. But more important, I want to say this, Renee,
yeah.
college changed my life. Yeah. You know, I despite having being very successful in academics, I graduated from high school and I was riding a forklift because I thought that's what my dream was, to drive
yeah.
a forklift.
Yeah.
But other people felt that was not my dream and reshaped me and pushed me. And,
yeah.
and I went to college, and college changed my whole perspective yeah. of what I could do and what I could be.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm just want people to see. You come to this event, it allows you options, HBCU, corporate opportunity, military opportunity. That has never, ever happened, and has never, ever happened on a campus of an HBCU simultaneously
wow.
as I am presenting it.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to come in there with, you know, just one branch of the United States Air Force. I'll tell you, even in Atlanta, I have Space Force coming in the Atlanta
wow.
date on the 25th.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the astronaut program.
Wow.
So when you talk about, so that's how deep I'm going with this.
Yes.
I am really, really trying to share experiences, you know, and I even got in the Atlanta event, I have an F-16 Falcon jet fighter.
Whoa.
That's going to be there.
Nice.
And so it's just that each experience, each location is yeah. going to be different.
Different, exactly.
We're going to have different, they provide different opportunities. But more important is the value that I'm trying to instill in young people and their influencers. And their influencers can be a minister, could be a guardian, could be a parent, can be a coach. Come by. If you want to see it this year, because there's some sophomores, they become juniors, there's some juniors
right.
that become seniors,
that's right.
And you'll be able to tell people that when we come back next year, you should go to that.
Exactly. And it's
that
just
guy, Rashawn McDonald,
that's
is no
right.
joke. He's
that's
no
right.
joke.
He's one cool cat. But you know what, Rashawn? It's also being able to say it's going to be an experience unlike any other. And so
yes.
you did a phenomenal job in really sharing with our radio family what an exciting day this is going to be. So let us repeat the particulars. HBCU College mm-hmm. Day Tour is Saturday, September 18th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., mm-hmm. Bowman Gray Stadium in the West mm-hmm. parking lot. And, of course, traffic is going to be beautifully directed. So anyone that
yes.
may be unfamiliar with the Winston-Salem area or with Winston-Salem State University, we're going to get you acclimated
mm-hmm.
to the campus. And again, like you said, Rashawn,
mm-hmm.
free admission. You take care of your food, but that's okay, you know.
Yes.
And
yes.
register
yes.
at HBCUAwards.com to get all the details
yes.
and additional information. Live host, speakers, panelists, drum lines. I mean, you're just going to have a who's who representation
yes.
on this day. So the
yes,
countdown mode, sir, is officially on.
I appreciate you for allowing me a nice time to communicate the values of what we're trying to do with HBCU College Day. More importantly, on the 18th, Renee.
That's right.
I need to see you.
I need to see you too. So consider it a day that we will indeed get together. Thank you, Mr. Rashawn McDonald.
I appreciate you
even more. Great conversation. Appreciate you, Radio Family, and the great things you're doing in our communities. Please keep up the great work. And Rashawn, this is what I like to say when signing off with Radio Family. With me, there are never any goodbyes, just until next time. So I'm looking forward, my brother, until that next time we can have another great conversation.
It'd be the 18th.
That's right.
Okay, HBCU College Day in
Absolutely.
The parking lot.
That's right. And hopefully beyond that, going forward with another hopefully
Absolutely.
Great conversation
we need to come
here.
Back and talk about that HBCU Awards.
That's right.
There's another story behind that website.
Okay? There you go. Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Radio Family.
Friend.
Great company with Mr. Rashawn McDonald. And we will officially bring to a close another great conversation here. You've been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Everyone, until that next time, please stay safe and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.